אנחנו ממשיכים בנושא.
We continue on the law of the ערבות, selected excerpt from the sources. We continue from excerpt number 15. Rav, you want to say something?
חוק הערבות, קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות, קטע מספר 5.
Again, law of ערבות, selected excerpt from the sources.
15, תפילה.
Item 15, from Rabash, a prayer of many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding, which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love, meaning that he will feel the light and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective.
All of these excerpts that we can now read from this page, they all speak of the existence of the law of Ervut between us. Again,
excerpt number 15. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding, which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love. Meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective.
There is no choice, but a person needs to attain the emotion and the mind of the group. And only when he's in that, in comparison to before being in himself, and now being connected to the group, only in such a way he can be connected to the Creator, adheres to the Creator, meaning he builds the kli to adhesion to the Creator, which is the group. And otherwise, he doesn't reach it. And the fact that we need to convince ourselves more and more and more to build a kli for a revelation of the Creator, that's considered to connect in a group. There's no choice. That's what there is. And that is what all the prayers are for. That's what all our goals are aimed to. Okay, I see there are no questions. Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 16 from Rabash, Article 15, The Prayer of Many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of Dvekut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring Him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, He gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above. To whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
In other words, he makes calculations only from the side of the Creator, only to give contentment to the Creator. And that is why he doesn't want to take himself into consideration, but only with the ten. That the ten, together, as much as he can be as one, in that it is a vessel to bestow upon the Creator. No questions, it's all clear. These excerpts speak of the person's work. Yes. Next.
Excerpt number 17. Rav, should we read 16 again?
Rabash,
no.
Okay, 17. Rabash, letter 42. It is written, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. That follows, we should understand how they could be as one man with one heart. Since we know what our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer, if we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul their selves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
In other words, when can we say that we're aimed not to ourselves, that we are aimed to the group and to the center of the group, and even more precisely to that same force that needs to be revealed there and govern us, so that in the center of the group it is in concealment, and that's where the Creator is. All right, Kiev.
Он здесь пишет в отрывке в 15-м, что тем самым человек просит Творца придать ему понимание.
In excerpt number 15, he writes that a person asks the Creator to give him understanding that everything will be for his sake. What is that principle?
That we need to see, as it's written, that everything was done by the Creator for Him, that the Creator did everything so that we will bestow upon Him. The Creator doesn't have a personality. He is the quality of bestowal. And we don't comprehend it, but only on the condition that we aim our will to receive with the intention to bestow. When we add to the will to receive the intention of bestowal, and by that we become similar to the Creator. That's it. So that's why attaining the Creator is only according to the equivalence of our intention with His desire. In the desires, we can never be similar to one another. Our desire is always to receive. His desire is always to bestow. And only according to our intention. Only according to that we can identify.
He's saying here in the excerpt, Rabash, that I'm not asking for myself, since the collective can give the Creator more pleasure than I can give. How to reach such a state where I appreciate that?
It is a matter of Tzimtzum and or Chozer, that you want to bestow upon the Creator with all of your possibilities. And if you will give up on any form of self-reception so that it will be in for the favor of the Creator, then you have no other calculation. The more you bestow upon Him, that's it. That's what we understand, what's happening here beyond the Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means that I don't take myself into consideration, even though I really want to. And that's how it's written, that one who restricts his own desire, even though he truly wants to. That's how it works, and then above the Tzimtzum.
Я в результате этого сокращения прихожу к пониманию все-таки того, что же.
As a result of the restriction, I come to the understanding of what gives more pleasure to the Creator.
It could be, and it could not be. But you don't demand to understand. You ask for strength to realize this. That if we tell all the friends and whichever friend has the ability to bestow more upon the Creator, then you give the friend all the opportunities you can that he'll bestow upon the Creator and not you. Is that clear?
So how do I understand it that he has an opportunity to bestow more to the Creator? How do I come to that?
Whatever you need, the Creator will give you. Don't be smart. Most important, if you take everything through your intellect, that will not help. You reveal the vessel of the soul. You're not building a building here, all right? So think of it that there is someone that builds it and holds it. USA, LA.
Thank you, Rav. It feels like we're in a cat and mouse game with the Creator, or some kind of love affair, where it's a push and pull. And is it simply just, you know, generating this emotion, like you said, this intention in the group, so that we all feel united and drawn to this center, and then it disappears, and then we just reenact it, reassemble it every time, and that's Achishena?
That is the advancement, because we need to reveal every time a new deficiency, and by that to advance more and more.
Раф, каждая ли молитва должна включать просьбу за все общество?
Should every prayer include a request for the entire collective? Or one time for the 10, another time for the world kli?
Our prayer needs to include all of reality, all of the world, or to be more accurate, all of humanity at the end of the day.
Eilat. What actions take place in a person when he's concentrated working in the center of the ten?
That you'll do, and you'll find it, all the actions that are for building the kli. What else can you say?
Carmiel.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What is the center of the group, and what's the difference between the center of the group and the center of the ten?
The center of the ten, or the center of the group, is a place where all of the hearts are connected together.
Ashkelon Shalosh.
Is the common prayer really yearning for love and bestowal towards the world?
Yes. Let's continue, Gilad.
We're in excerpt number 18 from Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kosov, Love of Peace. One who prays for his friend is answered first. This means that one who prays for his friend becomes a pipeline of bestowal to bestow upon his friend. And since the abundance flows through him, he is answered first, since the bestowal passes through him.
Let's have a small workshop in this, a few minutes, 5 minutes. You'll read again, and we can all talk about it.
Again, excerpt 18. One who prays for his friend is answered first. This means that one who prays for his friend becomes a pipeline of bestowal to bestow upon his friend. And since the abundance flows through him, against his will, he is answered first, since the bestowal passes through him. Everyone in the tens discuss this excerpt that we just read.
My
will to receive it towards the adhesion of and of the Creator and the purpose of creation. So if I turn all of these things to a request to you, by that I realize my advancement to be busy with making sure that you reach spirituality.
It's a system. If he's focused on himself, it's like an inner closed circuit. But if he's focused on someone else, the power passes through him. Now it's like an open circuit. I don't know. A feeling.
Yep, that's the meaning of connection, that we open our hearts one towards the other. We enable the force of the Creator to be clothed in us, so that this single reality of one, unique, unified. Rav, if I pray for the friend, then it's considered of me being included with a deficiency of the friend, with a deficiency of the others. And then, of course, by that, I become closer to the light. And by that, I become this conduit of the light to others. That's why it's so important for us to be included in the ten. Because by that, each one becomes a keter towards the others. That receives from the Creator, connects to the Creator, and takes it from the Creator and passes light to all of the friends. That's why to be included of all of the deficiencies of the ten, and to place them as a ten towards the Creator, That is the highest degree a person has. We call it...
Shatz.
What do we call it? Shatz. Shatz, the representative of the public. What is that? The Shatz, he takes all the desires of the Creator, he reaches out to the Creator, and he receives a response for the Creator and passes it on to everyone. What a great role. Okay. Let's see more.
Excerpt number 19 from the Arvut. Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
That means it's not enough to bestow upon the society, that's clear. But if I don't bestow upon them, that too is a serious transgression, because by that I don't participate with them, and I also create this hole in the boat. Because I can't be neutral. Leave me alone, I'm not doing anything. It's like we think in our world, that we can be in our world and we... And I don't belong to anyone. What do you want from me? Right? I don't harm anyone, or... Because I am in the world, and because I am a single cell of this general kli of Adam HaRishon, of this soul, so I'm committed towards the others to be in contact with the Creator, to pass on light that can flow only through me towards all the souls, towards all the general kli. And in the 10, it's much, much more important. So there's no such thing that a person in the 10 will be indifferent, neutral, or something like that. So we need to demand from each and every friend active participation in the 10. And the 10 needs to direct each and every one of how to do so. To discuss these things together, because by that you build your soul. That is considered that everyone is responsible, are guarantors to one another, also from the side of existence and also from the side of if I didn't do what's upon me to do towards the 10, then I am in a transgression. Okay?
No, USA Northwest.
Thank you, Rav. What is active participation? Because at the end of the day, any friend in a tent can have his own definition of what that is. So what is your definition of that? So we can get that clarified through you, please.
I have no definition of mine or definition of you or each and every one. We don't have any democracy here. We are in the spiritual world, not in the United States. You got that? So there is no freedom of choice. There isn't freedom for each one to think whatever he wants. There is an upper force upon us, and it determines what we need to insert into our mind and our heart. And only like that. We are all called the workers of the Creator, slaves. Only in that way we can be in spirituality. So if you enter the 10, you are obliged to do what you need to do in the 10 in order to reach revelation of the Creator, adhesion to the Creator. That's all. And not that each person has can think whatever they want. No, but everyone needs to reach a state that they speak of, and Rabash writes about it, that they speak of a single goal of behavior of, it's clear that each one does it from their will to receive, that the Creator awakens in him. But the form of work, the purpose of the work, it has to be agreed upon everyone, each and every one.
Toronto 2.
We gathered here with the beautiful group of San Francisco to watch the lesson together. My question is, if I will not ask about the friends, they will not receive the light from the Creator?
I didn't understand.
If I will not ask the Creator for the light, for the friends, they will not receive the light from him? I don't ask for them?
They won't. That's considered drilling a hole in the boat. That's what he says, from the negative side and from the positive side, that you have to pray for them. And if you don't ask, then they won't receive it, because by that you're drilling a hole, by not asking. But I didn't do anything to them. The fact that you are not doing, that you are not passing the light from the Creator to them, that is considered that you are harming. Read again, 19.
שוב קטע מספר 19 מבעל הסולם.
Again, excerpt 19 from בעל הסולם, the ערבות. Israel are responsible for one another.
מצד השלילה. כי מצד הקיום, דהיינו,
both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the ערבות to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their maker. And on the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both go down together in the boat."
Meaning, if I don't add for the friends, that is considered that I break the 10. Even if I'm seemingly not doing anything, what have I done? Right? By that, I cause in every single moment, by not adding, by that I cause shattering.
Barur.
It's clear. And this has to be accepted in very, very precise manner. The problem is that all the sins, the spiritual ones, we do them by sitting here and not doing anything. What do you want from me? I haven't done a thing. There's no such thing. If you don't add, then you are causing harm at every single moment. Of course, everything is from above is taking into account with our mind, with whatever the Creator has given. But to the extent He gives the opportunity to work in favor of the Ten, to the extent you feel, understand, above your mind, above your emotion, in that He must act for the Ten. This is a law. And according to that, the calculation is made, a new calculation. So on the one hand, you can say, but it says sit and don't do nothing is preferred. But look what Baal Salam writes about this. There is a lot written about that. We should bring these excerpts. Okay, whoever hasn't yet, Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We want to ask about the state that you just described, about sin and doing nothing, and about the influence of the group over a person. When the group finds itself within this state, how does it prevent one person from holding the whole group to ransom?
To read the sources without speaking, just to read. I don't want to follow your mind or his words or his thoughts. I want to read the source, the authentic texts, the spiritual, and as much as possible to fulfill my mind and my heart with the words of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. That is it. I don't want to hear a word from anyone else. First of all, we need to fill ourselves with spiritual discernments. And then we'll see what to do with it. That's it. That's clear, right? That's clear.
Bulgaria.
Now, Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте.
Hello. What can I pray for if the Creator, after all, takes care of us in the best possible way?
You want to pray for the others, that you want the Creator to treat them more because of your prayer. To treat them even better because of your prayer. You ask for everyone. That is your prayer. There is no more. Otherwise, he doesn't hear. It's all arranged in such a way that other than that, he doesn't hear. Because your prayer for everyone, it causes to the connection of all the kli, to bringing the kli back to its complete form, like in the soul of Adam HaRishon. Only through our prayers, from each one to the others. And that is called Arvut. Okay.
No. Another question? Friends who don't show up to the lesson.
What is considered that there is no heresy in spirituality? Of course there is. If you enter a tent, sorry, I think the word was coercion, that there's no coercion. If you enter a 10, you need to do everything they decide on. And everyone has to do that. Imagine that you're entering a 10 sefirot, 10 conditions, 10 laws, 10 forces, and all of the 9 forces, they dominate you and they bend you, that you have to be in accordance to them. How can this system exist if each one will be free? What do you mean to be free? What are you talking about? Spirituality are very harsh forces. It's life or death. That's how it is.
Lo haya lanu adain mi lo haya.
Who else didn't we have yet? Chelyabinsk, Omsk. Well, let's say they didn't ask yet.
Разрешено ли наслаждаться светом, который товарищ передает своим товарищам от Творца?
Can we, is it permitted to enjoy the light that the friends pass to the friends?
Can we enjoy a revelation of the Creator in the group on the condition that we truly enjoy it, meaning that we all connect, each one annuls himself towards the others, and by that we receive in us, in this single kli, in a tzimtzum, in the Masach, revelation of the Creator, and we all together in bestowal one upon the other, we bestow from that to him. That is truly considered receiving the light in order to bestow.
Beseder.
Okay.
Chaver.
Chaver.
Good
morning, Rav. We have really great 10, but we have 2 or 3 friends who don't participate. There's one friend who participates once a day on the 8 p.m. Zoom. He's not entering the morning lesson.
In short.
What do we need to do?
What to do? You said the 10 is nice and good. That's what we hear. So what do you want to say?
We have a friend who comes in once a day to a Zoom.
I don't care. You don't need to repeat that. I heard these nice things of yours. What do you want me to say?
How to behave with him?
That you don't know how to hold on to the 10, and the 10 is not good. And if from the 10 you have 2 or 3 of them, then there is no 10 at all. And you call yourselves chaver. What chaver are you? Instead, you should call yourselves, I don't know what. Choose a different name.
Thank you.
Hopefully it will be, thank you. Okay. Moscow 6.
Москва 6. Ain Sheila?
No question? Okay, sorry. I made a mistake. Sometimes I think it's a question mark. All right. Latin 7. Have you been already? I don't remember. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rob. Buen día.
Gracias.
Entonces,
hello, Rob. Good day.
Eventualmente, todos los amigos de
so
la
we can say
funcionan en algún
that,
momento como chat.
Eventually, all the friends from the 10 work in a certain point as the shots, and then the light flows in the 10 from one friend to another all the time.
Yes, in such a way, of course, that we are able to replace the shats and the gabai, the people that hold on to the group. The gabai, he sits on the front, sorry, at the back of the ship. He's responsible for the motor. And the shats, he sits in the front and he faces the direction, and they both together need to hold on to the ship. Like that. That's why we should change them every single day, so that every day whoever comes, he feels that he is responsible. We don't understand how this will be asked. The Creator will ask of this from us, of this functioning.
Pero si yo no estoy nombrado yet, pero estoy
but
por
if I'm not on the on the role of shatz, but I pray for the friends, am I practically doing the role of shatz? Even though it's not my turn?
It doesn't matter. We should all be shatz and we can all be gabais. But once on the corporeal level, you have a responsibility for one day.
Beseder.
All right. I see suddenly so many questions. What will I do with you? Who do you choose? I don't know who to ask. When there are so many questions, we will read. We will sing and then move on to the next part of the lesson.
Now every man has to know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite.